I've been able to spend a lot of time thinking about why do some people get results and why do others not get results? How can you take two normal functioning human beings and some of them do really well and some of them don't do as well? Something I've thought about for a really long time, and I'm just going to collect all my thoughts and hand that off to you guys today. So let's roll the intro.
This is the Game of Food.
This is the Game of Food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
The Game of Food podcast is back. For those of you that do a good job following along with me, if you look back at episodes, I've only been able to post like once a month since about what, October? I think even September I started to dwindle, but September was still quite a few episodes. But the reason being is I was just in a season of life where I was pretty busy and I had to do a good job prioritizing certain things. And I just had to miss a few episodes. But recently I went into monk mode. So what is monk mode? Monk mode is where I just focus on the top priorities, things that are really bothering, things that are on my mind. So I took a week off from like contact with most humans except for my clients. I mean, even family, I was like, hey, when I'm in my office working, I'm just going to need to be left alone. I need to get these things done. And same with my coworkers. I asked them, hey, I will be in touch, but just not as frequently. And so thank you to everybody that helped me do that. And now hopefully we'll see. I think I'm probably still in the season of being really busy and I need to prioritize certain things, but we'll see. Maybe I can get back to regular podcasts like I am today. So without further ado, let's dive into a bunch of information I want to hand off to you guys today. I think it's going to be really helpful. I think it's going to help you get better results. I think it's going to help you improve your health, and it's going to answer the question of why don't I get results? So take it from me. Take it from my experience. Let's start with my first example when I owned gyms. So I owned gyms, and I would provide the same equipment for everybody that signed up. So some people would sign up and come in and use the equipment and get results and build muscle and all kinds of stuff. And then some people would join the gym and they'd get zero results. Fast forward to, you know, certain meal plans I've handed off in the past, or it's like some person follows it and some person doesn't. And so the question I ask myself is, how can you take two normal functioning adults, and by normal functioning, I mean they have no handicaps, whether that's physical or mental, like they are able to hold a job and raise kids and drive a car. How can you take two human beings like that and you hand them the same information? So to both people, you hand them a food list, you provide them a coach, you give them all these resources and technologies and tools to improve their health, and then the top person does well. They achieve all the goals. They lose the weight they want to lose, they tone up, and then they work on strength, and like they do it long term, and it just goes really well. And then for the other person, they miss out on all those results. As a matter of fact, if they get any results, it's fleeting, and they gain the weight back, and they're just back to where they were. And so I want to describe what I think the difference is. Now, hopefully I don't get too sciencey, so I put some notes down here, and then I'm like, you know what, I need to use better terminology so that it doesn't sound too sciencey, because I don't like these to sound too sciencey. So I want you to picture a Lego tower. It's five Legos high, and let's say it's like big Legos. I don't know. I don't want you to picture tiny little Legos. Let's picture big giant Legos, and there's five Legos connected to create this little Lego tower, let's say. And at the top, you have the methods. So this is what you provide your client, or what most gyms will provide their members. And when you send a meal plan, you know, this is what you get. You get the how-tos. So for instance, like if your coach assigns you calories or macros, you have that how-to. This is how many calories and macros to eat. Or if you get a grocery list, this is what you get at the grocery store to stay on track. If you get a workout plan, these are the movements that I need you to do. These are the methods. And this is the easiest one. And you do need this one, But every single Lego block is important that I'm going to talk about here. But this top Lego block has way too much focus. Yes, you need the how-tos, and it's nice to have the structure and a coach and somebody assigning you numbers and assignments and all these things. But that's where too much of the focus goes. It shows you how to do it, but it doesn't solve the answer. And I think a lot of people think it will. Like, okay, I got this food list from a registered dietitian who knows what they're talking about, and they do a good job with other people. I'll do a good job here too. And then it doesn't work. Why? Okay, the Lego underneath that is structure and rules. Now with each Lego, I go down here, we're lowering the percentage of people that go down the tower here, because we're starting at the top. And so less of a percentage of people go to structure and rules. I'm looking at my notes right now, which is the next Lego lock, having rules in place and following structure. So if you hand somebody, let's say you assign them 1,800 calories, and then they don't eat 1,800 calories. Well, what happened there? They didn't have the rules and they didn't have the structure in place. It was okay for them not to follow the calorie assignment. And for the people that get great results, they have rules like, okay, my coach assigned me 1,800 calories, I will not go over. And if he tells me I need to work on my portions so that I know how much to eat, how big of the foods should they be, then I'm going to follow that as well. So they don't have the rules and the structure in place. You know, by structure, I mean, they also don't fit this into their life. Like, you know, when you ask somebody to drink water, like, hey, I recommend that you drink half your body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need to drink 100 ounces. Okay, thank you. You ask your client, are you drinking the water? No, I don't have the water bottle. And like, I kind of forget and stuff like that. And then it's like, how are you missing that? When I assigned you the 100 ounces of water, how did you not make the next connection that you should probably have a water bottle that shows you how many ounces? Like mine is 25 ounces. My shaker, I mean, I know this is a podcast, so you can't see it, but if I post this as a video, you can see this is the one I have. It's 25 ounces. 25 ounces total. So I need four because I roughly weigh about 200 pounds. So I need four of those per day. And then if for the clients that do well, they would have just bought the water bottle then the very day that I assigned them 100 ounces, they would have bought the water bottle because they made that next connection. 100 ounces, okay, got it, Spencer. I just bought this water bottle. Great job. And then for some other people, that never happens. So they don't put the structure in place because that's an example of structure. Having your water bottle is structure. It is your plan. It is your water plan, technically, and it's a rule to follow. So that's the second Lego block. The third Lego block is values and standards. So like kind of what you think of yourself, how you identify and what you value. So if you do sign up for a program or you pay for a gym membership and you want to get healthy, but you don't value it very much, like you don't become the person that values health, then it doesn't happen. If you continue to value, you know, getting drunk and going to restaurants and value, you know, eating whatever amount of sugar you want, if you continue to value these things and social events, like social events throw people off quite a bit and weekends, if you continue to value those things over your health, you definitely won't ever reach your goals. Or again, it's going to be fleeting. Like you do reach your goal, but it's for like 5 minutes before you start gaining all the weight back. They don't have the values and the standards. They don't have the identity. You've heard me talk about this before where you have somebody that is out of shape. Like I had a guy one time years ago, he had a little mini heart attack, scared him. And he was a real big guy, 400 some pounds. And he came into the gym and he started calling himself a weightlifter right away. Now, keep in mind, he wasn't lifting weights for decades of his life, but he came to the gym. He said, I'm a weightlifter. He started saying this about himself. He started hanging around the weightlifters in the gym, even though he didn't know what he was doing. And he got great results. He changed his identity and his values in his standards. He wasn't going to miss workouts because he was a weightlifter now. A weightlifter can't call themselves a weightlifter unless they go lift weights. And that goes for cardio and nutrition. You know, this is just an example. But that's the third Lego. Identity, values, and standards. I'm looking at my next note here, the fourth Lego block is intellect. And so when I was writing this one down, I was like, I don't want anybody to think that, like, you know, there are people that are too dumb for results. That's not what I mean at all. What I actually mean is, like, their ability to remember things. Like, hey, I recommend, what? I recommend not eating that carb source. I'd recommend not eating white bread. I would recommend oatmeal. And you say that to somebody, and you, in a certain percentage of people, especially the people that get the best results, they just remember that. They just, that you said that, and that was enough. And then for some people, there's something missing where you say that to them, and it's like, they don't remember it. You know, maybe it has to do with values, but maybe you say that and they don't value it, but it's not locked into their brain. Problem solving. I think the water bottle example is a good one for problem solving. When you're handed a water goal, you have to problem solve on how to reach that goal. And you can be creative and find your own way to do it, but there's always going to be problems. You know, for that water bottle example, if I tell you to drink 100 ounces and you don't ever buy the water bottle and you don't put structure, I'm kind of like, uh-oh, this person doesn't solve problems. Where else are they going to mess up? It's not necessarily about the missing the water. It's where else are they going to miss? And this is intellect, you know, being a self-thinker. So I don't mean that this person is dumb by any means. I really don't mean that. I'd never say that, because I don't think that smart people get better the results than somebody that might not have as high as an IQ, because I do think that health and changing your body is a simple concept. It's just there's remembering things. There's not the problem solving. They're not a self-thinker. They're more reliant on external factors. They need to have the resources. They crave resources instead of being resourceful. And then the last Lego block I have here is mental awareness. So, like, if somebody has an environment that holds them back, like, well, I sit next to Susie at work who brings cheesecakes, and I have a hard time not eating those, you need to change your environment. Or, hey, when I go out to eat with my buddies, I always intend on having one drink, and then I end up having nine. You know, changing your environment. You know, making mistakes, learning from your mistakes. I think people with more mental awareness, I mean, mistakes are always going to happen. I mean, with me, with the best nutrition person in the world, they make mistakes and they make bad decisions. But it's like having the awareness around those, like, you know what, geez, if I have too many times where I drink nine beers, I don't think I'm going to improve my health. They don't have the awareness. And by awareness, I don't mean, they still realize they have a problem. So, like, when somebody reaches a weight they never want to see on the scale, let's say they reach 290. By the way, when people see 280 and 290, that's actually a point where they might change, because they never want to see the 300 number. So let's say somebody weighs 290. That was just a side fact, by the way. Let's say somebody weighs 290. They almost 100% of the time know that they are a big person and they don't want to be a big person anymore. They know that they've been overeating or maybe sitting too much. Like almost 100% of the time, they know these things. So that's, I don't mean that type of self-awareness. Like, they are aware of the problem, but then when they go to fix the problem, then there isn't the mental awareness. They don't see what's holding them back. So this podcast will help a few people only if you identify, you know, what Lego block you're not very good at. So the top one was methods, the how-tos. This is the one that everybody craves, and it's the easiest to hand out as a coach. Like, I can give you a food list in a second. I can email it to you. It'll take me 1 second to attach it and email it to you. And everybody thinks, like, that's like the secret of how to get results. But really, you know, it's the rest of the blocks here. Block number two, having the structure and the rules in place. Number three, values and standards and your own identity. Number four, intellect. And I didn't mean, like, low IQ people can't get results. They definitely can. But, like, do you remember what is said? Can you problem solve? Are you a self-thinker? And then mental awareness. What are the things that are holding you back? What decisions are you making? Do you have a decisions process? Are you aware of your thoughts when you're in a place, in an environment where usually you make bad decisions. Like, are you aware of those thoughts? Like, ah, screw it, I'm just going to eat whatever I want right now, or I'll get back on track on Monday. These are thoughts that you need to be aware of. And so I think if you're strong at those five blocks, you'll be able to achieve an incredible body transformation. You'll be healthy. You might live longer. You might look a little bit younger. There's so many things here, but if one of these blocks isn't in order, you can't build the tower. And so I encourage you to build this tower. Identify what weak points you have in this tower. And it's usually towards the bottom. It's usually the bottom four blocks and not the top block. Because if you do build this tower, and it's a strong tower, I think your life will change. As always, I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off.